Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored for the week. Appreciate you pressing play on your local podcast player. Yeah, thanks. Or hopping on YouTube, either way. My lovely mother.
Hi, this is Kramer's mom and grandma of triplets. Just want to warn you that some of the content on this show is not necessarily parentally or grandparently approved. Just be careful. It is the friend's version. That can be a little risque at times. So if you have young ears, just be forewarned. You may want to tune them out. Thank you.
Yeah, be forewarned. We're at Kramer and Jess on YouTube and now TikTok, by the way. It took us a year. I realized last night we're finally at Kramer and Jess on all social media channels. So feels good to be back. Wait, what topic were you upset about that listeners were getting into this week?
The parent panel we did this week was about like a stepdad considering not financially helping with his stepdaughter's right. wedding because he's not walking her down the aisle.
Yes.
And I literally was the only one who was like, who thought that was messed up. Like I would say like there's only one text response on the text line that I saw that thought that like it wasn't cool. But literally everyone else was like, no, like if he's not walking her down the aisle and her biological dad is, then like, why should he pay? Like if he's not getting a moment, then like, why should he help in any way? Why should he feel obligated to help with his stepdaughter when like he's been in her life for like 12 years and like he originally wanted to, like they clearly have a relationship. It's not like this is a new stepdad. Yeah, like, no, right. Like that's her dad.
Right.
And I think it like triggered me because seeing the amount of people that were responding and with the sentiment of because he's not getting this on her day, then he should not do this for her, triggered me because it reminded me how many moments like that happened during like our wedding planning process where it was a very interesting experience. And everyone always said like, when you get married and when you have kids, you see how people really are and who they are in your life because it makes them act a certain type of way. And I didn't understand that until I felt like there were situations where people would make our wedding about them in some way. And that idea does not compute with me because never at any point have I ever been a part of a wedding or invited to a wedding thinking of myself. Like, ever?
Ever? Right. Ever? No, hang on. Be like, honest before you say that.
Yeah.
Have you ever not been invited to a wedding and felt like, really? I didn't get invited to that person's wedding?
Okay, no. Yes. Oh.
I was going to say. No, I was going to say, you've never felt that way, and truly? Because I have, for sure.
And like, I know that I'm, and I can admit that I may have, like, different feelings about this in general when it comes to, like, people and friendships and like closeness and stuff. Like, I don't get offended if there are people that I know that are like closer to other people than me, because wow. I know like how I feel about people, and I almost think that's like that's not genuine. Like, okay. I think people connect to people naturally and organically, and it just happens, and that's not something you can force. And like, I can appreciate that someone can feel a certain type of way about someone else than they do me, and they're not doing that to be offensive to me. Like, you're just loving somebody else. Like, you're just closer to somebody else. So when it comes to like, there have been weddings where like, also too, dude, like, I feel like there's a thing where like, I may feel close to a certain person, but that doesn't mean that they feel the same closeness to me. And that's not their fault. Just because I like you this X amount doesn't mean that you have to like me the same amount. Like, I just think that's so weird.
Do you think that's the norm? Do you think you're normal for feeling that way? Or do you think you're abnormal when it comes to how most people feel?
I think I'm abnormal because of my mom.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, because that's how my mom is. And I definitely, I think I get that from her. And I just have, when I would like observe her over the years, like how she is with people, like she's very much like, all right, cool. And so I was like, oh, all right, bet. Like, I just think I got that from her.
I'm honestly not sure, so let's ask our YouTube chat. What's up? Good morning, everybody. What's up, Tina? How you doing? What's up, Isabel? What's up, Marcy? What's up, Terry? How y'all doing?
Hey.
We're just answer that question. Have you ever had the feeling where you don't get invited to a wedding? And you're like, really? Like, I didn't get invited to that wedding? Like, you were just kind of like, a little like miffed because you just kind of felt off. Like, I should have clearly been invited to that wedding, and like, I did not get invited. Now, keep in mind, I'm the kind of person that hates going to weddings. I hate them. I don't like going to weddings, period. Also, hate not getting invited to weddings. I live in that weird space of where like, I don't really want to really go to anything, but like, also hate when I don't get invited to things. There is an upcoming wedding where I'm curious if I am getting invited to it, and I'm already like, I'm already mad that I'm probably not getting invited to
same.
It. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean?
I have one coming up where I'm like beefing with the like bride to be's brother, and I'm like,
I probably didn't make the cut.
Get invited because of this,
and I'm already like pre mad about it.
No,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. But like, I don't think invitations even sent out yet. But like, I'm already like, oh, you're not gonna invite me to this wedding, even though you just got engaged. Like, interesting.
And that's why Jess is more emotionally mature.
I know.
I don't know, dude. Because like, it's not about me. Like, it's not about me, and like, why should I get mad about anything when like your wedding day, or there's certain things that like you, I feel like when it comes to weddings, that is like one of the few times where you genuinely can be like, this is about me, because this is like one and done, and this is the very few times where like people actually show up for shit.
No,
so
for sure.
It's like, I don't know. And so when I was seeing all these people respond and like basically agreeing with this stepdad, I just thought that was so bizarre, because I'm like, that's so like transactional, where because he's not getting his spotlight on a day that's not about him, now all of a sudden your love is conditional and it's going to change for her. And it made me remember things of like, I had some friends that were like genuinely upset with me because I didn't have them in my wedding party.
Well,
and like brought that up to me.
No,
and
that's crazy.
Bro, I thought that was like I was so taken back and in shock that I was like, is this normal? Like, this conversation and how I'm being addressed, like, is this for real? Because I've never, ever heard, or I think I just didn't know that was allowed. Yeah. Like, that was just so crazy to me.
That's such a faux pas, bruh, like, to do that.
I think you're forgetting the biggest part, which is, like, they're asking him to split the, or to cover the biggest part of the bill.
Yeah.
And I think that's... It's not necessarily about like...
But because he's been doing that, because he has been like generous already, because he is like in the position to do that. He's been doing that. So it's almost like, okay, so now that you're not getting... So wait, that wasn't actually out of the kindness of your heart then. I think that's what like was fucking me up. Because it was like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't pull the money card because you've been making everyone feel like you're doing it because you're dad. Money's but now weird, but now you're turning the dad off, and now all of a sudden you're just the guest and that's all you want to be. Yeah.
Money makes people act real funny, you know what I mean? And that's unfortunately
money and
just,
weddings it, you it put does. Both together
it, you're does. Right you're Ooh. Right
because I honestly there I've never felt some kind of way if somebody didn't ask me to be in their wedding, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To me that's like let me think before I answer that, because I want to be honest about that. Have I ever felt like, no, that's not true. There was one time where I was like, that's weird. Like, if I made somebody in my party and they put me in theirs, I was kind of like,
But see,
weird.
I don't think that's a blanket rule, though, because it's like you were close to them at a certain point in your life.
Right. I mean, but again, I was younger. I mean, you're talking to me today versus
and
me
also
20
consider
years ago.
Wedding sizes. I mean, people.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're
so
right.
So I definitely think Jess is in the right on this.
No,
it's like for
you're
me,
right.
It's like it'll be like FOMO. Like I'll be sad about it, but I'm never gonna do what people did to you.
You know what they said to me?
Say something. Which That's was crazy. Oh, yeah.
And this is what was the craziest part. Okay.
When this is friends or family?
This is friends. Okay. Oh, and don't even get me on the family shit. Now, the family shit is like, why? Like, why don't I get a plus one? Like, why am I not doing this? Why don't I get to speak at the wedding? Like, that is a whole...
And the plus one's a whole different game.
That's
then,
a
right?
whole yeah, different yeah, yeah. thing. But the... And this is what was so fucking crazy to me. And this is where I don't like it when people, like, you don't... Like, when people make assumptions about someone else that they have no, like, foundation or ground to stand on. And I think that's so inappropriate. They were like... you're just not as close to them as you are to me.
They were telling you?
They were telling me that I was not as close to this person that was in my wedding party that I am to them.
Wait.
And my mind, literally, my mind blew because I was like, I'm going to say this so respectfully. But how can you assume that you know what kind of relationship I have with somebody
That's
else?
Weird.
How can you assume that?
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I think that the wedding thing turns people insane. And I think that's what was just so shocking to me. And it hurt my feelings that why is this like for the first time and like who I have been in your life? Like, why is it like literally about you right now? Like, this is kind of crazy.
Right.
That was nuts.
Do you understand? This is something we haven't talked about really. Do you understand now why though people don't do big second weddings?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's one and done, man. I can. Yeah, I don't, you know, when I'm dating, it's a weird place because if I'm dating somebody and they still want to like have a wedding, like they still want that, what you did basically or what I did the first time, I can't do it. And I'm honest about that because I can't.
Yeah.
I can't be serious about it the second time. I can't go out and buy a big ring and do a big proposal again and do a big. I couldn't authentically do it again. And if that's what they could you imagine me at this point in my life? Y'all know me better than anybody. Can you imagine the Crames like?
Why do you call yourself the Crames?
Like, because imagine me.
Can you imagine the Crames on the invitation? The Crames and Janine invite you to the betrothed. What is that word? Betrothed.
But like, can you imagine me like going through all the steps of like a wedding?
That's because
you
don't. That's because you don't want to. But and I do understand your point. However, I still like with like the romantic in me. I still. Believe that if someone wanted that they deserve it, whether their first time getting married or even if it was like their second and like this was real for them, I couldn't imagine taking that away from somebody.
I just don't know that I've ever been. Have you guys been to a big second wedding before?
I personally have not.
I have not either.
I have.
You have been to one? I have never been to one before because I think it's like
I just
once
haven't
you do
been
it,
to a second wedding period yet, though.
Okay,
I haven't. I haven't had someone in my life that has
Y'all's
gotten married
family
twice.
Ain't messy like mine.
But did you guys pop off for the second wedding? And was it like just as big or bigger than the first though?
It was So the first one was at like a barn, and then his second wedding was at like a country club.
Wow.
So he kind of stepped it up for the second one.
Yeah, I mean, some people do that though. I mean, some people they have the money to do
can
it.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
So I was a child at the first wedding. And they were like etching their names into the barn. Like it was like name plus name. And I literally remember saying to my mom, what happens if that couple gets divorced?
Yeah.
And now I like feel like I manifested
you cursed
his
it.
First wedding.
You cursed the barn.
You gotta burn the barn down, I feel like. Can you imagine like having, that's how I feel like with people with tattoos. It's like when you have somebody's name tattooed on you, that's gotta be
right?
the worst.
Yeah.
And like, you have to imagine too, like when it's, it's like new and it's fresh, like you, like you're newly, because I'm sure eventually you just get used to it, but like imagine like that first day of separation or divorce, and like you can step out of the shower
and you see their name
and
on you,
like, you see their name. Ooh. And like, ugh,
yeah, that's gotta be
that's
hard.
Rough.
That's rough. Let's go really quick to your comments over on YouTube. We were asking, like, do you get offended if someone doesn't invite you to their wedding? Does that, you know, you thought, you know, that you were going to be on, it's your name show up so weird now on this new platform. That's Charlotte. Hang on. Marcy says, I'm not offended, not worried about it. Each couple has to do what's best for them and the venue and budget and general, vibe of the day.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That is big of you. Isabel is saying, I'm more like Jess. Well, look at y'all. You guys are just very mature.
Yeah.
By Fizzle saying, no, weddings can be pricey. Well, you guys, okay, all right. I don't know if you guys are being honest, but like, maybe, sure, are we just super petty? Like, I would absolutely feel some kind of way.
Yeah. I'm only bitter about one wedding I've ever not been invited to.
Just one?
Like, all the rest, it was like, I maybe felt a little bit hurt, but there's only one where I was like, that actually felt like a slight and hurt me. And that's
what
when,
was that?
Like, I was part of a friend group, and then like me and my one friend in it had like a very complicated relationship.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Jess knows who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm, and like, mm-hmm. I had lived with him for a bit in Philly, and like, it was definitely a situation where it was like, who are you going to pick in the friend divorce?
Yeah.
And it was very clear that like,
friend divorces are tough.
That
though.
Person had been picked. And
they
like,
are tough. They
and
are
it
tough.
Sucked because like, he had kind of harmed me. So that's the only one where like, I'm like still bitter about it. Everything else, I'm like,
I'll be honest
chill.
Though.
You do you.
As a divorce one, I'll be honest. The friend, the divorce in general is a very hard process.
Yeah.
Picking the friends though is tough because you really, I mean, you really got to be careful and like, it's don't, I wouldn't take it personal. There's a lot of people I had to say goodbye to and
that suck that you don't want to,
that like you didn't want to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
And things just got weird or like,
yeah. Bro, when you're a couple and you're friends with the couple that got divorced, like my parents are in a very awkward position where now it's like, obviously all four of them don't hang out anymore, but like the separation that my mom and dad have had to do for this couple has been like so awkward, and them navigating that.
Yeah.
And also it's like, oh, he can't come to this because she's going to come to this, and they take turns of like who's going to be.
Exactly.
It's just, it's so, so complicated.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
But was there something you want to say too about a listener something? We were just bitching about listeners today, basically.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. So there was actually
Which,
a comment.
Thanks for listening, by the way, but we're going to bitch about you behind the scenes.
No.
Not you guys listening, though. It's everyone that's not listening.
It's you. I mean, you guys are awesome. You guys. All these
comments
are
super
chill.
Yeah, if you're this deep,
I'm only talking about when people like make really, like, really weird assumptions. Or
yeah,
like you guys will understand why this annoyed me. So the other day, I forget what we were talking about. Something to do with like, oh, it was like talking about. You were saying, would you do this for a coworker? And it was like blowing your nose. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
All
we're talking
stuff.
About like borderline. Because what happened was, I got this physical therapy stuff I got to do. And while I was there,
someone assumed.
Listeners are, you know.
Someone assumed I would give Kramer a massage.
Well,
like, I'd be okay with
they
that.
They were just joking. They're
of
like,
course,
well, just,
of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Just have Jess massage. Because they were like, can you have somebody. Actually, what they said, I changed it for the radio. What they said was, can you have somebody run this massage gun? And I was like, I don't have anybody home. They're like, well, just have Jess do it for you.
Oh, guns look scary.
Yeah. And so we were talking about like questionable things. Obviously, like, I'm in pain. I need someone to do it for me, but like, is coworker the right person to ask to do that for you? So we were like, went through a list of other things, like, is it appropriate, is it not to do? That's
yes.
Now you're caught up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, someone on the text line was like, because me and Jess were saying all these things are so nasty and we would not do them. And someone said, Charlotte and Jess, it's because you're not mothers, you'll understand when you have kids. And that, I don't know. I know they like weren't trying to be weird, but it made me feel weird. Like, I hate the assumption that all women want to be mothers, will be mothers. As because like I
or
not,
need to be a mother to like understand or to be okay with something.
It felt very like infantilizing. Mm-hmm. And Mm-hmm. It's funny because I even responded to them. I was like, well, actually, one of the reasons I don't want to be a mom is because I'm afraid of snot. Yeah. Like, and that's just my truth. Like, I,
yeah,
some people are equipped for that. And I just know, like, I do not yearn to be vomited on.
I think it's a generational thing, though. You know what I mean?
Like, that listener is probably like an older school. No, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I assumed. But it's just weird anytime anyone talks about, like, your body like that, like, it's like you will be pregnant in the future and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I don't consent to that.
Also, I think too that text is funny where it's like, oh, when you have kids you wouldn't have had a problem with it. I also don't agree with that, and this is another mentality. So I also think it's interesting when people make comments of like, oh, you'll be comfortable with this once you have kids, or like, it'll be easier to do this for other people or whatever. And I think another reason I have this mentality is also because of my mother, and my mother has been like very adamant on certain things where like, just because, like, she has been so upfront about, I'm only comfortable doing this and feeling this way about my kids. That doesn't mean I will feel that way about like other kids or about other people. Yeah. So when I saw that text too, like, when I have kids, that doesn't mean I'm going to be, I'm cool with snot like globally. Like, that means I'm only okay with this snot because this actually came from me.
Not like,
but do you get what I mean? Yeah. So I thought that text was very funny as well.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't just me. And again, like, wasn't actually mad about this.
No,
I know
it was
it's
just
like
funny.
A generational thing, but I was just like, no.
But
yeah.
I think it's kind of cool though how, and like, just from the not even play devil's advocate, but just from the perspective of how the generations have changed, I think that was the expectation of women back in the day. It was like, and again, we don't know who that listener was, we don't know, but like, that probably was the perspective of like, hey, like, you have to have a kid, like, the pressure was so much like, you better have a kid, like, you're a woman, this is what you have to do, where you don't feel that pressure at all. You're like, I don't
definitely still feel that pressure,
but personally, I don't think you don't as like, you don't feel like you have to have a kid.
I
like, you want to,
I don't know that it's that simple. I think
I don't think so either.
I think it's, I'm
but
glad
I'm saying,
we're
I'm saying for your own
conversations
personal
now?
Needs, like, you're not like, as a woman, you get to make your own choice for you personally.
I mean, honestly, it is something I still grapple with because I feel like there is such this like projection onto us that like,
still,
your life doesn't have meaning as a woman if you don't have kids, or like, you're gonna regret it. So even though like, I can consciously say I don't want or need that, there is still this part of me that feels fear and is like, am I going to freak out one day at 40 and be like, I can't, you know what? Does that make sense?
No,
just because it's been so ingrained, not only in you, but in our society.
Well, that's probably why that text made you feel some kind of way.
Exactly,
right? That's probably why you're
like,
well, trust me, even as a guy, I'm going to tell you what, even as a 42-year-old male that doesn't want kids, I still feel that way. There's still this, I don't even think it's a woman thing. There is this part of me that's like, do I need to have kids? Am I
to
going
to give my life meaning?
To have meaning. Yeah. Is my life meaningless without a child? So I don't think, if it takes any pressure, gender pressure off of you, I think there is still this, like, I like my life without a kid.
Yeah.
I don't really want to have a kid, but there is that, like,
that like nagging whisper. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, well, if I don't, like, if you don't have a child, I think that whisper is always there.
Yeah.
We just have to kind of deal with. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. I had a date last night.
Woo.
That's why I'm a little sleepy.
Question mark?
Well,
is that a good thing?
I just,
sorry.
there was one thing in her. There's one thing in her house that I don't know I can get past.
Wait,
and I don't know if I'm being too picky
coffin.
Or not.
It coffin,
she was dead.
Ew.
We'll talk about it after the break. Hang on.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Because y'all say I'm too picky. Y'all say, like, you're being too picky. I met up with old Hopkins last night, finally, which nice. I regret because, y'all were like, well, I regret because I didn't want to do it on a weeknight. And then during the, y'all were like, oh, it's, I hate going up to Baltimore during the week. But then, like, y'all made me think it wasn't that far again. And I thought I could do it again last night. And I could
not. It does suck during traffic.
It does.
I will
and
say that.
I did, and the schedules was weird, and so she invited me over to her house, and I rarely do first dates at someone else's house. They can come to my house, it's fine. I don't like to go to somebody else's house. I just feel trapped in there on their schedule more than anything. Long story short, because I got to get out of here. I
much like on your date?
Yeah, pretty much.
On my own schedule, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've talked on this show a lot about, like, am I being too picky? Like, what am I going to have to get over and what have I not? And if you basically, if you're new to our show, I'm like, listen, I'm set in my ways. I know that I want, like, this childless, doesn't drink, vegan, yoga, travel, doesn't like to leave the house, though, which I did appreciate the fact that we could, like, just go to her house and didn't have to, like, impress her that much. And she was cool. Y'all, here's the problem. At one point, I got up, drinks, everything. I went to get some ice. I opened the freezer. Her freezer was full of, like, chicken, just meat. It was full of meat.
So she's not a vegan.
She's not a vegan. Mm-hmm. She's not a vegan.
And did she have roommates?
She did. She had one roommate.
Okay.
And
so we don't know who's chicken, technically.
But she's not a vegan. And I know that. And I was trying, again, I'm trying to, like, not be weird. Right? I'm trying to, like, not be so stuck in my ways. But, like, the second that I, like, opened that freezer, I was like, duh. Like, it just, like, it was, like, just staring in my face. And it's funny. After our original conversation about the whole vegan thing, everyone's like, listen, the vegan thing, like, has to go. It has to go. Like, that's the one you have to look past. The kid thing you can't look past. Like, you can't. The vegan thing is the thing you're going to have to get over. So the last couple of weeks, I'm like, okay, maybe I got to get past the vegan thing. Y'all, I opened that freezer, and it was just, like, stacked full of, like, just, you know, bags of, like, meat and stuff. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know that I can, like, get...
We also don't want you actively nauseous.
No, literally. I know. Like, I couldn't. I just don't think...
So the date's just over at that point? Like, you're kind of, like, just not locked in?
I'm just not locked in anymore. And
this,
I'm like...
poor girl, she's like, what changed? Yeah. Like, chicken nuggets.
I just
so
wanted
shitty.
my zero sugar Sprite. What happened over here? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Have y'all been on a date before, though, where like you saw something in somebody's house and you're just like, I can't do it? Because I've never been like mid date. Well, that's not true. There's been things that people have said, but I've never been like, and it, because it did kind of feel like that. I feel like I just couldn't come back from it. And I feel like a dick because I was just like, I can't do this.
I don't have one, but I have one that someone told me about me.
Aww.
Oh.
So remember when I told you guys about the guy who like bamboozled me into being his mistress because he said he was single?
Wait, is this the pooper scooper?
No.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. I know. We need a Charlotte rundown.
But you
really quick.
Found this out when you were at a concert and he's there with her and her family, right? And then you show up and you're like, wait, what the
different
fuck?
Guy. That's Mr. Poop. This is Pooper.
Okay, yes.
This is way back. That part doesn't really matter, but okay. It's that guy. So in college.
Which is already shitty, too.
Oh, yeah. He's a bad person, obviously.
Yeah.
So in college, he came to my dorm room. And he told me this years later, he was like, yeah, I was actually really into you, but you had a 21 Pilots poster.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm sorry, that's actually really funny.
Are you serious? Over and done.
He was like, yeah, like I really liked you, but I was like, that's embarrassing. Like, I can't bring you around my friends. Like, he clearly has issues, but
right.
21 Pilots was a deal breaker. Asshole.
No, I've never been like mid date and just seen something and just been like,
my thing is probably like a little more serious. I've been like mid interaction and like something was said or done and it was more so like too, like they were advancing too soon as sexually or like making an assumption like something was okay.
That's a tough call.
And like saying, like just saying something aggressive or like just doing something. And that in that moment, I'm just like, oh, so you don't respect me or my opinion or like you're just assuming that this is fine without checking to see if I'm comfortable. Like
that's
immediately,
very valid.
Like immediately that has just like turned off.
Yeah.
And I can't come back from that to the point where like, I'll just dip. Like,
I am so glad that I don't drink anymore for like those reasons alone, so I can see cues so much better. When you're drinking, it's like that's fair.
It is scary. Like,
I'm just glad there's no blurry lines anymore of what I say or do on dates, because like when I used to drink, man, who knows. It was just like
you don't pick up on the
right. You don't pick up on
fast.
Cues and like you're not quite. I'm just glad I know exactly what I'm saying and doing at all times, because I can never go back. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I was drunk. I didn't mean to say that or do that. Or like I don't have to wake up the next day and regret anything. I'm thankful for that. So I don't know, man. I don't know that I can get past the not vegan thing. I don't know that I can do it. So now I'm just still stuck in this really shitty, like.
But I applaud you for trying.
Thank you.
That is good that you're like trying to push yourself outside your comfort zone. I think it's definitely something you're gonna have to like reflect on.
Yeah.
Because like, what are you gonna do if like she eats chicken parm and then wants to kiss you? Like, you can't vomit in her mouth. So well, like. These are things you're going to have to think about.
I also tried to drive from Howard County to Baltimore County, Baltimore City. And also, I don't know that I can do that. So, got to import them, man. That's what I always say. You got to import them. All right.
Ew.
Wait, what?
What the fuck did you just say?
You got to import them. You got to. That's what I always
say. It almost makes it worse knowing that you actually know what you say and you mean it and you make comments like that.
You're coming to my
house. It's almost like 10 times worse.
You're coming to my house. I'm not coming to your house. Sorry. If you like me that much, you'll come see me. Listen, I'm a great boyfriend.
Now on that note.
Yeah, I'm a great boyfriend. I'll treat you so well, but you got to come to my house. All right. That's it for the week. Jess, get us out of here.
You can follow me on all socials at Just Do It, JESSDUIT.
Charlotte?
I'm at PTSD Diva, and I've been writing a lot lately. I have my Substack linked in my Instagram bio if you want to read that.
Nice. I'm that guy Kramer. I got a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy, and that's it for the week, y'all. We will be back, God willing, next week. All right. Have a great weekend. See you then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan.
calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's is it refreshing!